News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Lots of you would have seen this video on social media over the course of the weekend. Three people taken to hospital after a car was driven into a group more than once on the pier in Skerries in North County Dublin. One man arrested in connection with that incident. He's in custody. A little bit earlier, I spoke with Lorraine Clifford Lee, Fianna Fáil Senator in Skerries, about the lack of policing in the town before this incident. And I started by asking her about the impact this has had on the community.
This has really put a dark cloud on the whole of Skerries. I know one of the young women who were caught up in this. They weren't, herself and her friend, weren't part of the larger group that were there. This young woman lives in Skerries and was just out for a walk with her friend. And this fight broke out and unfortunately, a number of them were hit by a car. I've been in touch with one of the victims and her family, and obviously it's a very, very traumatic incident for them.
Is there a plan to increase Garda resources around that peak summer period, or is it just wait and see what happens?
This is what I'm calling for, Jonathan. Extra guards have gone into nearby Balbriggan station, but I've been talking to people in Skerries all day about this, and they've been saying to me that they haven't seen a guard or a patrol car in the area down by the harbour where hundreds have been gathering now for a number of weeks. The presence isn't there. We need to have more guards on the beat to make sure that incidents like this don't happen again, and to reassure people that they can go to Skerries Harbour and go out for a drink, go out for a meal with their family and friends, and they won't be caught up in something like this.
Are you worried it might happen again, Lorraine?
Look, it's always a worry, and that's why I think we need an urgent and firm reaction from the guards, because this is something that could happen again, of course. Young people, hundreds of young people have been gathering in the area. They've been bringing their own drink with them, and obviously tensions have broken out. The businesses there haven't been serving them drink. This is completely independent to anything else that's going on at the harbour. And we need to have reassurance from the local Gardaí and from the Garda Superintendent, the Garda Commissioner and the Minister for Justice that extra resources are going to be put into North County Dublin. And we need to reassure the coastal communities that they will not be witnessing something like this. Like, it's just shocking on a Saturday night, a peak season, that something like this would happen.
Lorraine Clifford Lee, Fianna Fáil Senator, speaking to me a little bit earlier. Conor Lally is the Irish Times Crime and Security Editor. Morning, Conor.
Good morning, Jonathan.
You know, we see videos like this a lot. It doesn't make them any easier to watch. And I suppose in many ways, we were lucky the outcome wasn't worse.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anybody who saw the clip of the Caribbean driven into people will be surprised, you know, that nobody, as we understand it anyway, at the moment was seriously injured. So essentially, I mean, I guess there are two features here that jump out. I mean, one of them is just the sheer scale of this. I suppose we have seen group incidents in the past. I mean, Howth can be a particularly bad area as well during the summer. But this particular incident in Skerries, at its peak, involved between 30 and 40 people. There was a major group fight on the pier, and then this obviously spread down onto Harbour Road, and that's where the car was driven into people twice. It was essentially driven at people, reversed up, and then driven again. And then one of the men got out of the car. He became involved in a brawl on the street with a second person. And those two people then crashed into a beer garden at a pub just at the roadside. So there was absolute chaos. Huge numbers of people in the area, a lot of people involved in this. And as I understand, the tensions in the area have been increasing over the last few weeks. There have been groups of young men congregating there. You know, some rival groups getting involved. And Gardaí believe that some of these people are involved in the drugs trade locally as well in the Louth area and North County Dublin. So I guess you're dealing with a few factors here. And it looks like some of the rivalries that sparked this are perhaps rivalries from the drugs trade in the area.
Just absolutely reckless behaviour, all caught on video, of course, because people took out their mobile phones. There was lots of people around. It would appear that this kind of thing has been happening in Skerries for a while, and the guards hadn't gotten to grips with it. I know there can't be a guard in every street corner, but where there are groups gathering like that, you'd like to think that there would be some kind of response.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think after Saturday night's incident, there will have to be. I mean, the guards at the moment are probably under pressure because of the presidency of the EU. You know, there's a lot of resources have been drawn into dealing with that. I mean, it's a huge security operation. So the capacity, I guess, for Garda headquarters to have a policing surge in the Skerries area now over the coming weeks will be fairly limited. But having said that, you know, what happened on Saturday night was very public. Everybody, as you said, could see the videos on social media. And I mean, there was absolute chaos and really extreme violence in a very small town that would, you know, normally be very quiet. It certainly wouldn't be regarded as a crime black spot. And I think Gardaí will have to put resources into that area just to show those involved that they can't come back there again and engage in the same kind of violence again. So I think you will see an increase in high visibility policing in that area over the next few weeks.
One man arrested, of course, he's in his 20s, currently being held in North County Dublin. Likelihood of other arrests is quite high because the guards will want to be seen to bring those who were responsible to justice.
Absolutely. And I mean, the other thing is that there is CCTV in the area. I mean, there are cameras there, and the Gardaí believe they have a fairly good fix on some of the people who were involved. They also have seized the car that's been examined, and they believe that car was the one that was involved in that incident that was driven into people on Harbour Road. So it does seem that some progress has been made. As you say, one person has been questioned, and I would be surprised if we didn't see that happen again over the next 24 to 48 hours. I mean, Gardaí will obviously be particularly keen to speak to the driver of that car. I mean, all of the scenes that unfolded there on Saturday night were really ugly and really serious, but the car being driven into that crowd was absolutely extreme violence, and Gardaí will want to catch that person and charge them, and to do that pretty quickly.
Just an unrelated story, Conor. We've spoken to you recently about the number of gun deaths, which until just last week had been zero for about 18 months. But you've interesting statistics in the Irish Times this morning about the number of people treated for serious wounds after being stabbed. It's gone up an awful lot.
It has. This is actually HSE data rather than Garda numbers. So last year there was 215 people treated for serious stab wounds in Irish hospitals. Now that was up 26% on the previous year, and that's the largest increase in any year for at least 20 years. So look, that will be of concern to the guards. These are the highest number of stabbing victims treated in Irish hospitals for 15 years. So when you see that, a jump in that way in 1 year to a 15-year high, that will obviously cause concern. And this is not really happening in any one area. This data is from all over the country. And every single one of these cases is a serious case. It involves people being stabbed, taken to hospital, and then kept in hospital and treated as an inpatient. So if a person is stabbed and they're brought to an A&E, and they're perhaps treated and then let out of hospital straight away, they are not actually captured in the figures.
Okay.
So the true number of stabbings is actually far higher than the data that we've secured from the HSE.
Conor Lally of the Irish Times, thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.